And it is springtime, so what better way to sort of kick off the season than to look at hats? I'm here at Christine Moore's Millinery Space in New York. I love coming here because I have found so many hats, and today I want to see what she's making because I'd like to find something for the Easter season. So let's go check it out.
Thanks
so I'm so excited to see what you've been working on.
Yeah, okay.
Now we were talking about kind of an Easter bonnet, some kind of a spring hat, and I want it color, and this is gorgeous. This is gorgeous. This is color.
So we got all the colors in here that we talked about. You know, definitely you wanted to focus in on yellow. It will work with any of your dresses.
Now, what's the key to putting it on correctly?
Okay, so you want to put it on your over your part side, so it would be this way.
Okay.
But you want it to go towards your eyebrows.
Okay.
Like,
so it needs to tip a little bit.
Yeah, tip towards your eyebrows so that it just like becomes total elegance head to toe.
This is gorgeous. So I think I'll stand out in this.
I think you will.
I could write a sonnet about your Easter bonnet.
This time of year, I'm hearing Easter parade, Judy Garland, and your Easter bonnet, and all of that.
Is
that going through your head now?
Oh, well, I just actually watched that movie, and it was like very inspirational to me because, you know, it was like a resurgence of that kind of style. I think fashion can handle that, you know, that flamboyance. Mm. And then, of course, with the royal wedding, everybody's thinking about the hat and
excited about
their style.
You've been at this for how long now?
I think it's been about 25 years that I've been making hats.
And you loved hats from a young age?
I started costume design, and then I met a milliner. And I really fell in love with the craft that made me fall in love with wearing hats. It's the craft itself.
The creativity.
And it's different than clothing because it has there are many different materials that we use, different techniques, and it's just basically, can we sew through this?
Yeah. This is really beautiful. I love this.
Thank
but
you.
I cannot leave without checking out your other room because those hats I can just die for. I'll probably leave with three or four.
Oh, yay.
So let's
I did my job.
Yes.
Team Cam hats.
So let's check out the other room. Oh my gosh, this is absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh my God. But you have to be really ready when you walk into a room with this because you're going to be knocking people over left and right. But it is so magical.
Exactly.
So what are the trends right now? We've seen fascinators like rise in popularity.
Yeah.
Any other types of hats?
To be seen is like the real impetus of hat wearing, you know? So I think that you're always going to have the broad brim.
Is this broad brim?
Yes, and it's just about personality. So if you have that personality that you want to be seen and stand out, you know, you're going to pick out like a broad brim.
So for people who are nervous about this and feel like they like the idea, but they feel intimidated by hats, what do you say to those folks? I mean, what should they aim for?
I usually say once you get your first compliment, you're hooked. I do find that that's really true. The hat makes people look into your eyes.
And it doesn't have to be all grand. You can start subtly, right? You can even do something small.
Exactly. The beret says so much. Like, it's chic. Like, of course, it's chic.
It's cute. Yeah, you're right. And that's not a huge statement.
It's not a huge statement. It just like becomes part of you.
Right.
But it commands like you're daring, you're mysterious.
You have a little something for everybody in here. There's no question about it. So it's just a matter of looking and finding what makes you feel comfortable.
Yeah, exactly. But I really think once you have the right hat, you go to like a hat shop or a millinery store where, you know, and you have them help you find the hat. And then once you get your first compliment, you'll be hooked.
Thank you for joining me on my hat adventure at Christine Moore's. I couldn't leave without trying on this little number. This is the most fun thing I've seen in a long time. If this doesn't get you interested in hats, I don't know what will. Have a good day.
Hi, everyone. George Stephanopoulos here. Thanks for checking out the ABC News YouTube channel. If you'd like to get more videos, show highlights, and watch live event coverage, click on the right over here to subscribe to our channel. And don't forget to download the ABC News app for breaking news alerts. Thanks for watching.